Hello, my children. Welcome to the jungles of recovery 101 radio, where we have our advertisement, the Bruce, Shelley, and the Mark, learning us about the fellowships of all the A's, most importantly, their favorites, the insanities. So join us, children, on this journey of recovery.
Thank you to Lori Faith for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle of your choice. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NAOACA, GAPA, SLA, SLA, ACRRRM, MDRA, HAFA.
You're sure we don't speak for HA because you said it twice.
Well, we really don't. Yeah. Although I spoke at an HA meeting once, which I thought was interesting since I've never done heroin. But
then you're closer to speaking for it than the rest of us.
I slammed anyway. Okay. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always with
Shelley
and Mark.
The gang's all here.
Hail, hail.
As opposed to it being Mark and I and random people in Hollywood, or Mark and I and Johnny, or, you know, there's been a thing. Shelly's, you know, well back from Cincinnati.
Yep.
She's
killing invisible things in the sky, so she's back to normal.
Out here in sunny Southern California, not so sunny today. A little rain today.
A little drizzly on the way out here.
Feeling like fall.
Yeah. Yes, this is fall. This week is fall, so enjoy it because it'll be zipping past.
Is it me, or does it seem like it was just July a few days ago?
It's you.
It was. No, it was. It was like 95.
Yeah.
I mean.
And it'll get warmer again, and then it'll get. We haven't had a really, really, I mean, other than like evening low temperatures, which have in the last few years gotten quite low. Mm-hmm. We haven't had a really cold, consistently cold winter for a number of years.
Or an ugly one.
Right. Well, that's because of the drought.
And maybe. Maybe I'm off, but I remember, you know, I paint Christmas windows, and many times during the 90s and the early 2000s, I was painting Christmas windows in a sleeveless shirt, sweating while I'm painting snow on windows.
Yes.
Which is just weird all the way around.
You were creating a mood.
I was. How was your day, Mark?
My day was good. I watched football. I cooked.
Tell me how my team's doing. I know they're sucking.
They're sucking.
Well, you know why?
Because you're not watching.
The Cubs pulled everything there was out of Illinois.
All the oxygen's out of Chicago.
Yeah, it's done.
Yeah.
How about Hude?
Hude got beat.
Hude's not doing very well.
No.
So tell me, is it still like, what is it, the Vikings and the Cowboys? The
Vikings aren't doing so well. It's the Cowboys.
Jeez.
Cowboys are playing so well, it's going to be insufferable around people we know.
Yeah, you know 2016 was like the worst year in history in the last 100 years because the Cowboys are doing well.
And the Cubs won.
It's like, okay, the apocalypse is right around the corner.
How about, now I totally forgot who I was going to ask about.
Okay, perfect.
Oh,
so, sure.
No. Oh. I had it for a second. Shelly's like, oh, football talk. Ah.
I know, every week.
How was your day, Shelly?
That's because it's football season.
Yeah, but we could talk about, I don't know.
We can talk about hockey.
Gardening.
We can talk about protests.
Oh, geez, no.
Perfect.
Please, let's talk about protests. Not.
Talk about the election.
No, let's not.
We haven't said, you know, just because we're not a politics show doesn't mean politics don't happen.
That's right.
You know, when we do like boozy news, it's like, oh, by the way, there was a presidential election.
That's right. So.
My day was a day. It was a day. It was a bunch of hours grouped together that I trudged through sober.
You already got a Christmas gift?
Yes, I did. I got some things to use for my Etsy store from my lovely husband. Oh. And we bought some Christmas presents at the ITEX fair.
I did. I didn't spend nearly as much as last year. At least I don't think. Because I don't know what the kids spend.
I say, did you take your kids?
I did. Last year?
I know.
You know, for those that don't know, iTex is a kind of a trade company. You buy things on trade, you sell things on trade, and they have a Christmas boutique. You can go and buy all kinds of stuff. Last year, I took both my kids, my mother, my wife, and one of my friends. And
no, I didn't go last year.
Oh. Well, one of my friends was in, you know, some kind of financial straits. I'm like, go spend some iTex, get some stuff for your kids, you know. And when we were all done, I had spent $7,000 in iTex.
And fit it all in your trunk.
Well, no, I mean, okay. It was just, it was a thing. Because I pay, you know, 10% on that.
Yeah.
So I spent $700 on other people's stuff. So that was kind of interesting. But other than that, day was good. We got coffee, went out to lunch with my mom. No one asked me if she was my wife, meaning my mom.
Yep.
Because that happens. Got my hair cut, got Shelly's hair cut. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, it's been a little while, because we were talking about going off and on between questions of the week.
Uh-huh.
Now, 'tis the holidays. Because by the time this show goes up, we'll be after, probably after Thanksgiving. So, favorite Christmas song of all time? It can be old, it can be new, or you can give an old one and a new one, because there's some kind of ones that are becoming classics that maybe some people don't think are classics, like Shelley.
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Oh, jeez. Can we not go there? I can't.
Okay, so
that song.
We walk into Baskin-Robbins the other day.
Uh-huh.
And we had just been talking about Christmas tune. Shelley's like, it's too early, it's too early. We walk into Baskin-Robbins, uh-huh. And what was the first song that came on? All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. I told her, I go, that's a sign from God.
No, it's not, because K-Earth has started playing Christmas music all the time.
Yeah, but that song came on was a sign from God.
No, it wasn't, because they have that song on heavy rotation for the next 6 weeks. It's not a sign of anything.
You know why it's on heavy rotation? Because God wants it to be.
There's a difference between Christmas carols and Christmas songs. Christmas carols are also hymns or anthems. I'm not sure if they're hymns, but they're anthems. You sing them in church. Christmas songs are things like that Mariah Carey doodah and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Frosty the Snowman and stuff.
Okay, so then give us your favorite Christmas carol and your favorite Christmas song.
I don't actually think I have a favorite Christmas song, but my Christmas carols are a little bit weird because my favorite, from when I was a little kid, my favorite Christmas carol was We Three Kings. I love that song. But I also really like O Come All Ye Faithful, Adeste Fidelis.
Yeah, but you like it by Twisted
by
Sister.
By Twisted Sister. However, my happy song, like through the entire year, I will find myself, if I'm in a really good mood, humming Good King Wenceslas.
If I hear you hum that before Thanksgiving, I'm busting out the Mariah Carey.
You have actually heard me hum that many, many times over the last decade and a half. And you never say anything.
Well, I am now. It's on. It's on.
Do you know how it goes?
Not offhand. I can't remember.
Okay, I'm not going to tell you.
Okay, so but you don't have a favorite Christmas song?
Not really. I mean, I can't think of one a song that I really like. It's most of them are either too twee or too annoying or song sticky, or I just don't like them. Or they have nothing to do with Christmas, like Frosty the Snowman.
You don't like things like, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas? Really?
I mean, it's okay.
How about the Christmas song?
Your nuts roasting on an open fire? Jack Frost ripping off your nose?
Yeah, that one.
Oh, she loves that.
Yeah, I love that one.
How about you, Mark?
Christmas carols, I think it's always been Little Drummer Boy, which I know isn't one of Shelley's favorites, but it's one of mine. And Christmas songs, probably Christmas Shoes.
Christmas Shoes? I am unfamiliar.
Sometime when you want a really good cry.
Oh, it's one of those.
Oh, is this the one with the
where, with the where little boy buying the shoes for his mother who's dying? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that one. Ah.
Yeah.
For me, see, Christmas Carol. I mean, I like Silent Night. Is that a carol?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I like Silent Night for a Christmas Carol. For an old school song, it's probably White Christmas. It could be the Christmas song, but probably White Christmas. And for a newer classic, it's got to be a tie.
Between?
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Uh-huh.
And Last Christmas. Oh, yeah.
Gee, I could have died from the shock of that surprise.
Oh, whammo, yeah. Yeah. Well, I like that.
What?
Dissenting opinion.
I thought of a Christmas song I like by the Waitresses. And I can't remember the name of it. Christmas Wrapping.
I'm unfamiliar.
You'd know it if you heard it. She's by herself and she just wants, you know, because she just wants to be by herself. She's, you know, isolating. She's had too many people in her life lately.
Had too many beers.
Except for the one guy that she really wants to date and who hasn't asked her out. And then, so she's going to make herself a little dinner all by herself. And she forgot cranberry sauce. So she goes out to 7-Eleven. And guess who's in line buying cranberry sauce?
Yeah.
The same guy that she wanted to date. And he ends up.
So she could have invited him over to bring the cranberry sauce, but she had bought some as well, so she didn't need to.
No, they ended up having Christmas dinner together.
But the important thing is, did they bang?
Doesn't say in the story, song.
I'm pretty sure they did.
Blah, 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 blah.
Recovery should be celebrated. At my12stepstore.com, celebrate your life with the most unique gifts for all 12-step programs. My12stepstore.com carries a wide range of inspirational and program books, t-shirts, chips, medallions, 12-step jewelry, and so much more. For you or someone you love, visit My 12-Step Store in West Hollywood or shop online at my12stepstore.com. We ship to the world. My12stepstore.com, where love meets service.
Now time for a little Recovery 101.
Well, you know what that means.
What's that mean?
Oh, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze. I think we always have good dudes. You see, I have the heater on here in the studio.
I see that.
I have it on low because this thing actually will really get cooking if we're not careful.
Okay, we have shout outs too. Bill, Fran, Randy, Jack, Mitch, Georgette, James, Susan, Dakota, Sally, Natalie, Carol, John, Lee, Lisa, John, Joe, John number two, John, Joey, Dan, Phil, M, Stryker, Alexandria, Jane, Pete, and somebody.
Who's Susan?
New listener.
Okay. Sweet.
Silence.
Silence.
Yes.
I said sweet.
Dude.
There you go. Sweet. Okay, Bruce sent this one in. Todd Marinovich, former NFL quarterback, who looks really crappy in his pictures. Oh, my gosh. He was
Wasn't
charged.
He kind of a bad boy quarterback?
He was.
Yeah, he still is.
He's still. But he's not a bad boy in a good way.
No.
He's a bad
no.
boy in a, ooh, ah, you're a train wreck kind of way.
Yeah.
He has been charged with multiple criminal charges. He was arrested. He's 47 years old, by the way. He was arrested in Irvine, California on the 19th when police found him naked in some random person's backyard. The guy called the cops or whatever, trying to ditch a bag of drugs.
Huh. Meth, I believe.
The bag contained meth, marijuana, syringes, a pipe, and his wallet with the ID in it.
It's not mine.
Syringes.
Is that the dumbest thing ever? Oh, here, let me put my ID in with my drugs.
Yeah, that is pretty dumb.
He's too stupid to live. So he's now got 5 misdemeanor charges of possession, public nudity, and trespassing. He faces a maximum of 3 years in jail.
is
won't serve a
oh,
day.
Oh, you know yeah, why? Yes, misdemeanor, because now possession of like meth and stuff is a misdemeanor, and it used to be a felony.
Yeah.
Controlled substance. Oh, can we throw something in the mix here?
Knock yourself
for
boozy
news.
Toss.
So California legalizes weed. Sounds okay. Normally, I would vote for legalizing weed. I don't care. Under, you know, auspices of alcohol. But it gives Philip Morris the exclusive rights to grow it. So all of the kind of cottage industries that I kind of thought were going to get built up as a result of legalizing weed, like these small growers that would get bigger and they'd hire people and all this and these dispensaries, all that's going to go away. Because
wiped out the entire industry.
Philip Morris now is going to be the exclusive producer, and you're not going to need to go to a dispensary. You're going to go to 7-Eleven and buy a pack of joints. And, you know, and even Normal, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, who has been for legalizing it for years, came out and said, no, 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 don't vote for this one. And, of course, it won
passed.
In a landslide.
Yeah, well, because people don't actually read the bills before they...
No, because if they did, there were a whole bunch that passed that shouldn't have.
Yeah, 59 like passed, but shouldn't have passed.
Tax?
We just voted ourselves another percent increase in sales tax over two different
bills.
We're
going to have one of the highest sales taxes in the country.
10.25%
Yep. And all y'all cigarette smokers just voted on a $2 a pack increase.
I'm like, well, I didn't vote for it.
Cigars, 145% tax increase on cigars.
Yep.
And but that's part of what I think of as the social war. It's a judgment. It's basically it's a class war. It's a judgment. People are saying, well, you people that do these things are bad people, so we're going to punish you, and we feel justified in doing that because you're doing a bad thing. It may be legal, but we're going to tax you way over and above what we would tax anything else because we think you're bad.
Can you imagine?
You know, we
that's
should
what
tax
a sin tax
if they
means.
Tried to vote in 145% alcohol tax increase, it would get killed.
You know what we should tax? Stupid.
Oh, California.
If you're an idiot, you should have to pay more.
California would be rich.
Rich, rich, rich.
Rich, rich. Anyway, I had to throw that in.
Okay. Bruce sent this next story in.
Boozy.
Now, this is interesting. You were talking about I thought this story was interesting. You were talking about the Cubs winning this year.
Oh, yeah. This is really cool.
Okay. In 1993, now let me see what. Mission Viejo High School, Marcos Meza. You know how when you're a senior, you get to put a little senior quote under your picture, like whatever your little quote is?
Yep.
Yeah. Marcos Meza put in his quote, Chicago Cubs 2016 World Champions, you heard it here first. And he wrote that in 1993.
And everyone thought it was bull.
Yeah, everybody was laughing at him like, ha, ha, ha. And now he's got like the coolest yearbook quote ever. Because
But I mean, everyone thought it was bull that was even possible that he did it. And he like took pictures of his yearbook and like posted them online. And now he's like got 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah, he'll get his 15 minutes. Fran sent this story in.
I'm going to, right now, 2026 Chicago Bears World Champions.
Okay.
10 years from now. That gives them a chance to build up from the crap they have right now.
Yikes.
Elizabeth L. Lundberg, 33 years old.
Who sent this?
Fran sent this one in.
Fantastic.
This was in Minnesota. She was pulled over because she was weaving all over the road. She was pulled over for unsuspicion of DWI. She was slurring her speech. She had watery and bloodshot eyes. She seemed confused. Officers found a half-empty bottle of vodka that had spilled in her purse. Spilled in her purse. So the smell was incredibly intense. And so they wanted to do a field sobriety test.
I must have been overcome by fumes.
Yes.
I didn't realize the bottle broke in there.
They tried to get her out of the car, and she started crying and said that they needed to let her go home because she was so upset over the outcome of the election, and that was why she was drunk.
They let her go?
May be true. They declined to let her go and tried to get her out of the car to do a field sobriety test, but while they were attempting to do this, she lost her balance, slipped, grabbed the breathalyzer, it went flying, and it broke. So they had to. She fell over. So they had to do an actual blood test at the station. Her blood, her BAC was 0.33, four times the legal limit.
Ooh, and that's after probably an hour of getting her to the place and getting the blood test and all that. Because every drunk driving lawyer will tell you, get the blood test. It gives you another hour to get alcohol out of your system. Wow.
Yeah, the police
they
officer...
They didn't give her a trauma dog?
No, the police officers actually... Well, this is Minnesota. This is Minnesota. They said that on their Twitter, the police station's Twitter page, the tweet was, of all the lame excuses we've ever heard for not wanting to take a breathalyzer test, Donald Trump winning the election is the worst one.
It works for not taking a final.
Or a midterm.
Apparently.
Or...
Going to work, or
I got
to
bring this up.
Not being an idiot,
we live in a state that went 60% for Hillary Clinton.
61.2
because it's a red state.
It's a blue state.
A blue state. Now, we had all these guys that were like laying down on the 10 freeway. I had drivers that took them 3 hours to get back from Santa Monica, and here's the rub. So you live in a state that voted mostly for Hillary. The people protesting Trump, 60% of the people they're making late right now and that they're screwing with their drive time, also voted for Hillary. And it's like, and in Portland, where 65% of the people voted for Hillary, they're breaking windows out of businesses, probably of which 65% of them are owned by Hillary
supporters. In Portland, I'm sure the percentage was higher than in Oregon in general.
Yeah.
Because Oregon is, you've got Portland and Eugene, and the rest of it's Alabama. So you know.
Well, and Eugene, second biggest city in the state, about the size of West Covina.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's like you're going to break windows of store owners. Better than average chance that most of those windows you broke out belong to people that voted.
Do you know
way
why? Do you know why they don't go protest in Waco, Texas?
They'll get shot.
Yes.
I don't know. They had the, what was it, the, was it Wisconsin School of Law? They were going to give them Play-Doh and crayons.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is this the way that
this
we
This is not a lawyer I want to hire.
I go, is this the way we prepare our college students for the real world? It's like, what happens the first time they're going to miss a mortgage payment or their mother-in-law is coming for an extended open-ended stay,
okay,
or their girlfriend leaves them, wife leaves them.
I have one quick question before we go any further.
What?
Do we really want to get started here?
No.
Because I'm ready.
No.
I can do a whole show.
No.
I can gloat for an entire hour.
No.
Okay.
We're not going there.
I saw a guy today. Wait, I got to bring this up. I saw a guy today at the ITEX thing, and he was wearing a Make America Great shirt.
Uh-huh.
And this Mexican guy, I mean, a Mexican-American guy, I mean, you know, I'm not trying to be racist. I'm just describing the guy. This Hispanic guy looks at the guy and goes, "You're a effing idiot." And, you know, and I stop the guy because I'm standing right there and I'm thinking there's going to be a thing, you know. And I stop the guy and I go, you know, I go. And, you know, I myself was a Trump supporter, but I tell the guy, I said, you know, I might be wrong, but, you know, didn't we just have a pretty good run? I mean, we just had 8 years. And I go, you know, the whole time I've been growing up, it's pretty much gone Republican, then Democrat, then Republican, then Democrat. I go, you just got 8 years in a row of which the other side was pissed off. I go, now, you know, our girl lost. You know what I said. Our girl lost.
You ass kisser.
Oh, no, but listen to this. Uh-huh. But then I'm like, can't we just wait to see how this guy does? And if he does a crappy job, we vote him out. And if he does a great job, we keep him. I mean, isn't that the way it goes with every president? You know?
Supposed to. And then we have this story from Fran.
Oh, yes.
Did he see the light?
No.
Oh, of course not.
In Deal, New Jersey.
A couple people did tell him to calm down, though.
Anybody give him any mortar and brick?
Of course, everybody there are business owners, so.
Yeah. Did anybody give him any mortar or brick? He can start building a wall?
Yeah.
In Deal, New Jersey, Kenneth Burke, 46 years old, and Timothy Foote, 38 years old, decided to call a taxi. Not unusual.
Taxi!
They were calling the taxi. They had the driver take them to a neighborhood not too far away. They had him wait while they went inside. They came out of the house with a television and several bottles of liquor, then took the cab back to their apartment. They took the cab to the robbery they were committing. The reason they got caught was because they refused to pay the taxi driver, who immediately called the police, and since the taxi driver knew their address, the cops just showed up and arrested them.
Stupid, stupid, stupid. Oh, my God.
That is one of the dumbest... If you're going to use a taxi, just a little PSA here. If you're going to use a taxi as your getaway car, pay the driver.
Yeah, that's dumb beyond compare.
And Fran sent this
one
in.
Oh, good. Stupid criminal tricks.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
Isn't that ridiculous? Fran sent this one in. London, in London, England.
As opposed to our friend London?
Yes. Mike McCormick won the $12,530 award. It's called the Goldsmith Literary Prize. He wrote a novel in a single unbroken sentence. The novel
is... How many pages?
Regular novel, like 50,000 word.
Wow.
Yeah. The novel is set over the course of a few hours in a single day. It's told in first person. I can't even imagine a book like that.
Am I going to say that there's a bunch of semicolons in there?
Oh, yeah, there's a punctuation all over the place.
And commas?
Yes.
Lots of them?
Lots of commas.
What do they call the three dots in a row?
Ellipses.
Are there ellipses in there as well?
There's not supposed to be, because actually everyone uses ellipses wrong. Ellipses are to show that you've taken words out of a sentence, to indicate there's something missing from whatever you're quoting.
I did not know that. Now, I use it wrong all the time.
Yes, everybody does. And I do it too. And I'm the major grammarian, but the reason I do it is because I won't do it when I'm writing like a letter or something like a book or anything like that. But when you're writing on social media, it's a good way to indicate a pause conversationally. It makes it read easier in terms of how people listen to you.
Doesn't a comma indicate a pause?
Yeah, but it's not as long of a pause sometimes.
Well, it's a long pause because you're taking out a bunch of words.
Yes. It helps. It just helps people understand that you're speaking more slowly and like trying to emphasize something. But technically, we're actually using it wrong.
Yeah, no.
Fran sent this story, and Fran's just on it this week.
Fantasy.
Okay, now this is really weird. I mean... Not that we don't have lots of weird things, but this is really interesting.
Are there pirate outfits involved?
Well, there could be when the kids get older, but
not
right now.
Not that weird.
Golf cart?
Emily and Seth Peterson, they live in Cape Cod. They were due to have twins.
Florida!
What?
It's Massachusetts, isn't it?
Oh, Cape Cod. Yes. What am I saying? I don't know. Never mind.
The Cape of Cod.
I'm thinking Cape Canaveral.
They were due to have twins. Their due date was Sunday, November 6th.
Okay.
My birthday.
On Saturday, November 5th. No, it was Sunday by then. Well, she went into labor on Saturday, the November 5th. And as she's in labor, she told her husband that something weird was going to happen with the kids' birth dates. And she was right, because what happened was daylight savings time hit at 2 a.m., the older boy was born at 1:39 a.m.
Oh, and the younger boy was born
at 2:12.
1:12.
Which is actually now 1:12. So now that kid is the younger kid is actually the older kid.
That is weird.
Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
The nurse who helped deliver her twins said that she's been a nurse for 40 years and she's never seen that happen before.
I would think it doesn't happen often.
No, it doesn't. Your phone is ringing. Okay, now this is a really... This pull, one's pull, pull, was pull, very funny. Pull, 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 pull. It's attached to your computer, pull. You gimp. Okay. All right. Okay, this one... I paused to let you finish your phone call. Bruce, can you please pay attention? Because this one is funny.
Okay.
In Spartanburg, which I have forgotten where that is.
Yeah, Virginia?
Oh, no, South Carolina.
Okay.
Close. I know close. It's on the edge of Greece.
Yes.
Where the 300 are.
Sure.
At the Victoria's Secret store in Spartanburg, two men.
Dude.
Hell yeah, Victoria's Secret.
Went into the Victoria's Secret. They were wearing fake eyelashes and long red nails and spent quite a bit of time standing near the yoga pants section of Victoria's Secret. While the employees were distracted, the two men apparently made off with pretty much every pair of yoga pants.
Why?
No one knows. They have not been caught, and I can't figure out how they haven't been caught, because the full description is they were wearing red sweatshirts and red sneakers. They had nose rings, cornrows, long red fingernails, fake eyelashes. One of them had a neck tattoo of a rose, and the other one had a black top hat on top of his mohawk.
I would have to think that they'd be easy to spot.
You would think.
They put a reward
You know what yoga pants and small children have in common?
They hide a multitude of sins.
They never lie.
They never lie.
That's true.
Yes. That's true, they do. Yeah. I would really like to know what they wanted all those yoga pants for. It just seems like a strange thing to hang out long enough to get that detailed of a description from the employees.
Yeah.
For yoga pants.
So you guys see these complete wackos walking around the store. No one sees them steal all
and
these
no
things?
One's, yeah. They just know. They saw them hanging out by the yoga pants display for a
long
time.
1 hour they were there, and the next minute they were gone.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, 1 hour they were there.
Okay. And finally, Mineta International Airport in San Jose, California.
San Jose has an international airport?
Yes, it does.
Mineta.
Had to be shut down today.
Why?
Because there was a major malfunction with the foam equipment. You know,
oh,
the
I heard about that.
Yes.
Oh. I mean, it was like feet deep all over the airport on the
it was
tarmac.
Up to,
right?
It was up to the stop sign on
yes,
the street.
It was huge. It was a giant thing of bubbles all over the airport. And there are pictures of like the fire crews that are trying to shut off the equipment, sort of swimming through all of this foam all over the airport. There was a fire alarm malfunction. Nobody pulled
because
it. It
that
just went
foam,
off.
If I'm not mistaken, that foam is like pretty thick, too. Yeah. It's like supposed to slow planes down and, you know, put out fires.
Yes.
Yeah. You wouldn't want to get caught underneath it.
No.
Because it cuts the oxygen off pretty darn quick.
Yeah, it's pretty thick. There was a malfunction with the fire alarm. Nobody pulled it. It was just, it shorted out and it set off the foam thingy that just went haywire.
Wow.
Yes.
It was good to know they had plenty of foam in storage.
Well, they did. Now they don't.
Yeah. The foam's all out now.
Yeah, really.
You wouldn't want to be the first plane coming in for an emergency landing after that.
Yeah, fresh.
No.
They're like, you'll sorry.
You'll have fresh foam.
Yeah, sorry. No, that's foam. True. We're all out.
And that, my excellent friends, is the end of the boozy news.
What a rush.
Hey, everyone. It's Bruce from Recovery 101 Radio. Hey, I'm here to talk about my 12-step store. Let me tell you guys, my 12-step store is the ultimate place, online or in person in West Hollywood, to buy recovery gifts no matter what program you're interested in. They've got bling chips. They've got regular chips. They've got medallions. They've got books of every kind. They've got every kind of recovery gift you can even think of. This place is absolutely fantastic. Let me tell you something. A bit of every sale goes to sponsor people to get into recovery homes and sober living houses. It's an awesome place. RJ and his staff will take outstanding care of you. My 12-step store is located online, of course, at my12stepstore.com. If you'd like to go visit them in person, they're at 8730 Santa Monica Boulevard in the fabulous city of West Hollywood, California. You can call them at 310-623-1702. That's one more time. That's 310-623-1702. You should call them up. Do yourself a favor, and the ones you love, call my12stepstore.com.
Out of my way, rooster boy.
So, we are back.
What is up?
Well, you have a topic.
I do have a topic.
Let's hear it.
Symptomology.
Symptomology.
Shall I expound
people,
a bit?
People believing that the symptoms are the disease?
Yeah. Yeah. People, you know, the people I've heard share lately about, you know, smoking meth. If I could just quit smoking meth, I'd be fine.
Well, it would help.
And, you know, it's like, because I sit and I look and I go, I go to CA, I go to AA, I go to FA. I don't have three different diseases.
Right.
I got one disease and it's sitting here in the chair.
True.
I got different symptoms.
That we do.
You know.
That we do. What do you think about that, Shelley? Did you ever hear it?
Yeah. Oh, lots of times. I think that knowing how easy it is to slip back into old behaviors without actually picking up a drink, I would say that, you know, when it says in the AA book, it says that the alcohol was but a symptom.
True.
Because it's the way we think that got us into trouble in the first place. It's a part of our personality makeup.
Also true.
The way we think is why we drink?
Yes. We thinked ourselves into drinking. Or using or whatever.
Yeah. And I have mixed Bruce? Feelings over drinks.
You do? Mixed drinks?
Well, I mean, didn't we all do that at one point? I mean, I remember many times thinking, you know, God, if I could just quit doing cocaine, it'd all be good. Now, this is pre-program. And I think the thing is, for people that are post-program, they're already in the program. I mean, people without sponsors? I mean, I don't even know.
Yeah, and that's it. People without sponsors, people who don't work the program, people that don't drink or use, because we always say right here, don't drink or use no matter what.
Right.
And you had a good day.
Right.
For a while.
People don't drink or use. Yeah, I mean, the don't drink or use no matter what always works if you don't drink or use.
Right.
It always works.
But it doesn't solve the problem.
No.
And it just keeps you from compounding the problem.
That's true. Well, when I was at Impact House, they had stickers on many of the mirrors in the bathrooms that said, you're looking at the problem. You know, the problem is not the drug. It's not the fix. It's not the pill. It's not the food. It's not the shopping. The problem is within you.
Yeah. I mean, I rarely get the opportunity to make a suggestion to my girlfriend.
But, oh, no, you can make a suggestion.
No, because I like the relationship the way it is.
Ah.
So by making a suggestion, and rule number one, don't get involved in the program of a person you're in a relationship with.
True.
So
I never do that.
And when that time arises where I can make the suggestion and the comment back to me is, I'm not going to go use tomorrow or anything like that. I'm like, yeah, but
that's not what the suggestion's about.
You know. And then in jest, I make a comment like, no, but if you don't start going to meetings soon, I may go get loaded.
And that probably didn't go over very well.
Yeah. So. But, you know, and it's hard because it's hard being around somebody who's working no program.
We have a couple of commitments that are open on Thursday night.
You should
call. We don't.
We do. You should call her and suggest she take one.
Phones and H&I. We have those two open. And we could always create another one. Greeter.
Dessert chair. We seriously should get Debbie to do dessert chair.
Little Debbie?
Yes.
Little Debbie.
Little Debbie?
Little Debbie could bring little Debbies. So, yeah, now, what do we, as people that have been around for a while, do we have a responsibility to tell those people that it's not the disease that is, I mean, it's the disease that's a problem and not the substance?
Yeah. Don't we do that?
I've done it before. I mean, usually you would suggest someone talk to their sponsor about it, right. But I'm going to assume that they haven't, if they have a sponsor, they haven't talked to them about it, or the question would not arise anymore.
Right.
Unless it's one of those things like, I asked my sponsor and I'm looking for second opinions. Because that happens often as well. You know, my sponsor said blah, 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 but I'm not so sure that's right.
Yeah, you should listen to your sponsor.
Yeah, you should, yes. Do you ever go to Becky with anything like that? If I could just quit drinking.
No.
No?
She wouldn't have let me think that way for very long.
No, there you go. There you go. I like I said, I came in with lots of that. If I could just, well, and you know what? When I, you know, if I could just quit drinking. Oh, look at this weed is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, oh, maybe I'm smoking too much weed. You know, this cocaine is incredible. If I could only stop doing cocaine now. Oh, look, meth. You know, it's like.
Yeah.
Now.
Oh, look, food.
It's the same guy the whole time with all these different substances.
Yeah. Shopping, gambling, sex.
Yeah. So, Shelly.
Yes.
You got a sponsee. Comes to you.
Mm-hmm.
Man, if I could just quit drinking. Everything would be fine. If I could just put the plug in the jug.
I think that, I mean, personally, I think that the best question to ask somebody after they say that, if I could just quit drinking or using or whatever it is, and say, okay, so now, then what?
I'd be fine.
Because, but then what do you do? Because once...
I'd live my life.
Because when like you ask boss. That question, no, when you ask that question, because I ask myself that question, I need to quit drinking. And then what? Because without just not having the booze or the drugs in your system, without having anything backing you up, you immediately start getting antsy.
Batshit crazy?
Yeah, because you have nothing to back you up. It's like... You need something else to put in the way, so to speak, without being... There are only two treatments for addiction and alcoholism. One is drugs and booze.
A bullet to the head.
No. One is drugs and booze.
Yeah.
The other one is recovery.
And unfortunately, drugs and booze, you know, for a lot of us, work for a long time.
Oh, magnificently.
But like taking, so if you just take away the drugs and the booze, it's like taking chemo away from somebody who's got cancer. They still have cancer. You've just taken away the thing that's making them puke. They're not getting any better.
Right.
You take away the drugs and the alcohol, they've stopped puking, but they're not getting any better.
Right.
So there's no progress. There's nothing after that.
No, that makes sense. Now, what do you do, Mark? Someone, one of your sponsees comes to you.
Well, I'm
imagining you give them the smackdown.
They get that pretty early, but I was thinking about a girl who came up to me at the hospital at a meeting a while back ago, and she said her life would be fine. All she had to do is figure out how not to smoke meth.
Yes.
And I told her that was easy. And she said, what do I do? I said, don't go near fire.
Yes.
Because if you don't go near fire,
you can't smoke meth.
I've solved your problems. Give me $26,000. You can leave this hospital now.
That's true.
You know.
That's true. But, you know,
but we will find a pilot light.
That's one. Well, that's still
a candle
fire.
In the darkness.
It's, you know, the hospital there. I mean, that's a thing that I like in the CA meeting there, because, and it says it multiple times in the readings, give up cocaine and all other mind altering substances. And we make a kind of a big thing about it when we read it. Really? Yes, all of them. You have to give. Because I think there's a lot of people in recovery facilities. And, you know, and you got to kind of cut them some slack because they're new.
Yeah.
But the more we talk about that, that all mind-altering chemicals are no good, the better it is for them. Because I think a lot of people come in, they just don't know that. So at that particular meeting, we're likely to hear it more
yes.
than we might hear it a lot of other places because it is at a facility. And I like the way the reading does that and addresses it because, you know, we'll get people that come in and they're like at a CA meeting and they're like, yeah, but I'm an alcoholic. I'm like, close enough. You're good.
Yeah.
We'll take you here.
Yeah.
It's okay.
We don't care.
We don't care because the substance doesn't matter.
No. The recovery does.
The recovery does. Now, and I know other programs have sort of, matter of fact, pretty much every other program besides AA has kind of jumped on that bandwagon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all no mind-altering chemicals of any kind, you know. NA for years and years said, you know, then there's alcohol. We cannot afford to be confused about alcohol. Alcohol's a drug. You know, it takes more people out than any other substance, which is true, I think, in every program. I think alcohol takes more people out than if you're a heroin addict. More people will drink first, or they'll drink first before they do cocaine, or they'll drink first before they do meth.
Yeah.
And probably for the reason that I used to, was not scared of alcohol. Alcohol did not scare me the way cocaine scared me. Cocaine scared the crap out of me.
Yep.
On the whole, being scared of something note, though.
Yes.
Yes.
Because I'm wondering, I'm not scared of alcohol. I don't care enough about it. Because I'm extremely
I'm scared of you and alcohol.
Well, you should be. But I'm extremely clear on the fact that my problem is me and the way that I think.
Right.
Alcohol doesn't scare me because it doesn't have any power over me now. Because on a daily basis, I have a reprieve from that.
Do you think that's kind of easier to say at 10 years, though?
I haven't been afraid of alcohol for at least 7 years.
Okay, so you had 3 years sober when you became not afraid.
Yeah, basically. But I still hear people, some people with quite a bit of time, who say, the only thing I'm afraid of is picking up again. And I'm thinking, why should you be afraid of picking up? Because that's the symptom. If you are recovered, you don't need that, you know, because at that time that was your medication. You wouldn't need it anymore.
Right.
So why would you be afraid of that? But that's just the way I think. And sometimes I think maybe I'm wrong. Because I don't give a crap, it doesn't, you know, and boy, that gets me into trouble sometimes if I post a joke about booze on my Facebook page and then I get private messages from people in recovery that are like, why would you say that on your page? You're going to send people out. I'm like, oh my God, get a sense of humor.
Wow.
I know.
Sending people out.
I posted something once about having the Lowenbrow commercial stuck in my head and it was a joke.
Here's to good friends.
And I had it's a good commercial.
Tonight is kind of special.
And I love beer ads. They're great. Pour.
Must be something more somehow.
I have to wait for the
signal. So tonight, let it be Lowenbrow.
So anyway, so I posted this on my Facebook page and I got
We're back.
Three or four.
I haven't heard that commercial on TV in like years.
Oh, it's not. It's not on, I don't think. That was
fantastic.
But, so I get these PMs. I got like three or four PMs from people that are in the program telling me that it was irresponsible for me to even joke around about alcohol. I'm like, oh, why?
Because Rule 62 is not as prevalent outside of this room as it should be.
That's true.
You know what you're talking about on social media? I have watched, and I've seen it both ways. I don't want to make this like it's all Democrats or Republicans either way, but during the elections, I have seen more stuff posted on social media that is like some of it's funny, and people just don't take it funny. And I'm like, what happened to love and tolerance is our code? Because I see lots of program people that are jumping on each other, and I'm like, did we miss the whole love and tolerance of our code? Because I don't see it that much. And it's almost like that. You know, you make a joke about something in recovery. What was the thing? It was like, I think commercials, like the fake commercials, like Kid Stoned chewable Valium. I think that's hilarious. I think that's funny. There's a lot of people that find humor in
it
that.
It was the SNL thing about the heroin at PM or AM or whatever it was.
Yeah. See, I
now
thought
I can
it
chase
was,
the dragon while I'm chasing my kids.
I thought it was funny.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I really thought it
but
was funny.
But they got thousands of letters from people in recovery that said, recovery isn't something to laugh about. I'm like, oh my gosh.
It is too.
It is hilarious.
Holy crap.
How are you going to survive
without
getting a sense
of humor
about this?
Have you never gone and heard one of those really, really, really good speakers that's got just a barn burner story with the recovery message? It's like, we laugh at our... They talks about it in the big book. It says, we see people that bust into merriment over things that other people go, oh my God.
Do you know how many times I've told the story about the time you and I were sitting at that Starbucks having a, and we were sitting having a cigar and... We were talking, and you were talking about the story you've shared so many times about being in the hospital and shooting up into your IV line.
Yes.
And you and I were busting up. And that woman sitting next to us who, like, took her kid and moved her kid to the other side of the table. Because we're laughing. Why are we laughing?
Because we can.
Because you survived
because,
it.
Yeah, because it's so tragic. It's hysterical.
Well, I remember sitting at Starbucks one night. I don't know if you were there or not, but it was back in the day when 20 people would go down there. And everyone's telling these war stories, right?
Yeah.
Which, like we said, you know, are tragic, but funny. And all of a sudden, I'm like halfway in the middle of this story about like picking up a kilo of cocaine. And one of the kids there goes, they're like, dude, there's a table full of cops right there. And I look around at the cops and I'm like, you know we're all sober, right? And the guy's like, no one would be talking like that in public if they weren't sober. I'm like, okay, yeah. I just wanted to make sure.
And the statute of limitations has come and gone.
Yeah, he's like, no, I get it. It's okay. So, yeah. Shelley.
Yes.
If you were going to give your final words on, what did we call it?
Symptomology.
What would they be?
If you ever start to think that alcohol and drugs are not but a symptom, maybe you're not spending enough time checking out yourself in the mirror.
Ooh. Mark?
You're the problem.
Enjoy the problem. Actually, it's funny because my last words were going to be almost exactly what Shelley said. It's, you know, get the sticker for your mirror that says you're looking at the problem. Because the problem is never the substance. It's us. Shelley?
Yes?
We have a spectacular sponsor.
We do. If you go to my12stepstore.com, you can go and visit our sponsor's website. You can actually go to recovery101.net and scroll down and click on the banner from our page and go directly there. They have the most amazing... selection of recovery wares on the planet.
And tchotchkes and gifts.
Everything. They've got coins. They've got cards. They've got pillows that have recovery sayings on them. They have t-shirts. They have books. They've got everything you could possibly ever want.
They have
in t-shirts
from Terminally Unique Apparel now.
Yes, they do. They have everything you could possibly ever want in the recovery universe is right there. And they also have a brick-and-mortar store in West Hollywood. It's on
right across Santa Monica.
Santa Monica.
Right
Boulevard.
Across the street from the Coffee Bean.
Yeah, yes. So,
and Five Guys Burgers.
We've been there.
So look them up, check them out, buy some swag.
Mark, we have friends back east and in the Inland Empire.
We do. That would be the 12 Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com. And step12magazine.com for the Southern California edition. Go on up online, check them out, read them. Support, subscribe, do whatever it is you can do to help out our sponsors.
Yes, and Shelley, people listen to the show.
They do, sometimes. And we really appreciate it. Any way that you listen to the show, thank you very much. But if you could go to our website, recovery101.net, click on one of the shows, click like or permalink. If you're a member of Podomatic, you've just been counted. Thank you very much. That helps us with our demographics. If you are not a member, you have the opportunity to become a member. It is free.
And fun.
You can like old shows. You can leave comments. You can leave topic suggestions. You can put us on playlists for your hot party needs.
Rockin' party needs.
Do the doo-doo dance. And you can follow us so that you can get automatic updates of when we post the shows.
Quick note on that.
Yes.
The like...
It's broken.
The like heart no longer lights up or changes colors when you click it and it doesn't check off. And the way I noticed is I clicked it, nothing happened. So I clicked it again.
So you clicked it again, which
unliked
it.
Then I clicked it again. Then I clicked it again. Also, I was looking, and the likes kept changing up and down every time I clicked it. I went, click it once, folks.
Yeah, actually, that's a really good point, because I did the same thing. I went to like a show, and I clicked it, and I'm like, oh, must not. And then I clicked it again, and I just happened to notice out of the corner of my eye the number change.
Down.
And I'm like, hey, let me click that again. Yeah. So... Do pay attention to that. Oh, hey, Shelly.
What?
We have a shirt company.
We do. Terminally Unique Apparel at terminallyuniqueapparel.com. I wasn't sure if it was a com or a net. I've forgotten. We've got several designs available. Some of them we're getting low in stock, so if you want to get one, you got
especially
now
for Christmas.
Especially for Christmas. Now is the time to go and check it out. Bye, bye, bye.
Do you have the All I Want for Christmas Is You?
No, and we will not be having that one.
Oh, I think I could figure out one for that.
Yes, so that would be very helpful. Thank you very much.
We'd have an Adam Sandler version. Never mind.
Okay.
Did you get it?
Cute.
You know, he does the Hanukkah song?
Yep.
All I Want for Christmas Is... Never mind.
Yeah.
So, if you are Facebook friendly, it's really easy... to join Podomatic, you can just click join with Podomatic and it'll sign you right up. And you can do all the things Shelly was talking about, like, follow, add to playlists, comment, and all that. If you are on Facebook, it's real easy to like the Recovery 101 Radio Show fan page. If you'd like to join the Recovery 101 secret group, yes, it's a secret. You would be able to interact with those people that you hear about on the show, a variety pack of people that send in boozy news and things like that. You can message Shelly Burnett or Bill Piper or ask on the Recovery 101 Radio Show fan page, and we can make sure that happens for you. We have an email address at recovery101radio@gmail.com. You can send boozy news. That is the preferred place to send that. And if you send boozy news, there is a better than average chance that we're really going to use it unless it really, really, really sucks. If you want to record a jingle, we'll use that too, even if it really, really, really sucks.
You can jingle all the way.
We'll use a jingle no matter what. So if you'd like us to do that for you, we'd be more than happy. If you're in a recovery band or a comedian or something, you want us to use you as lead out music, send us some MP3s, send us a picture you would like to use as a clickable link, and then a web address that you would like that clickable link to go to. We do that for free and for fun. We have videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
We certainly do not. Shelly, who's the lead out music by?
Electra.
Electra, everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
I've been to the ends, and I have pictures to show all of my friends. I've been all alone, and I've been desperate and searching for something. I've been to the edge with no one there.